Welcome to In Your Corner, a program designed with you in mind. The Christian life is a fight, and we want you to know that we're in your corner. God the Father loved you so much that he gave his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die for you, and has given his Holy Spirit to guide you and keep you, and has given you people like myself in the body of Christ to help shepherd you alone. Yes, we're in your corner. And the Bible says, if God be for us, then who then can be against us? We're here to help you get your day started with song, scripture, and prayer. Because we're going to beat the devil, we got to get filled up with the Spirit of God. Then we got to get dressed up with the Word of God. Then we got to get prayed up with all prayer and supplication and thanksgiving to Almighty God. Yes, we're in your corner. So go wake up your sister. Go wake up your brother. Go wake up your niece. Go wake up your nephew. Go wake up your uncle and your auntie, your mama and your daddy, and let them know that In Your Corner is on the air. We're on the air, y'all. We're on the air, beaming the love of God from Irving, Texas, the Dallas-Fort Worth area, throughout the known world. All right, y'all. Y'all need to wake up, get out the bed, sleepy head, get out the bed. It's time to get up and go where you're supposed to go, whether it's work or whether it's school. I know what I need to do to get you up, though. I need to go out here and get my roosters. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Benny, Red, and Crow. I got three of them, Benny, Red, and Crow. They know how to wake you up. They know how to wake you up. Wake them 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 up, Benny, Red, and Crow. Wake them up. Wake them up. All right. All right. I thank you, Red. See, once Red start crowing, Red don't stop crowing. Thanks. That's enough, Red. That's enough. Let me put y'all up. Let me put y'all up. Let me go get a good song here. This is another good song here that says, I will let nothing separate me. This is the DFW Mass Choir with the late Reverend Timothy Wright leading the way. Every day. That's DFW Mass Choir with the late Reverend Timothy Wright leading the way. I will let nothing separate me from the love of God. The Bible says, Paul says, I'll let nothing separate me from the love of God. I don't care if it's tribulations or trials. No angel, no demon in hell can separate me from the love of God. All right, that's your song for today. That's your song for today. Time to read the Bible. Time to read the Bible. We'll be reading out of the New Testament book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 27 and Matthew chapter 28. We'll start reading at Matthew chapter 27, reading along with the Bible Experience.
Early in the morning, all the chief priests and the elders of the people came to the decision to put Jesus to death. They bound him, led him away, and handed him over to Pilate, the governor. When Judas, who had betrayed him, saw that Jesus was condemned, he was seized with remorse and returned the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and the elders.
I have sinned,
he said.
I have betrayed innocent blood.
I have sinned.
What is that to us?
They replied.
That's your responsibility.
So Judas threw the money into the temple and left.
What did I do?
He went away and hanged himself. The chief priest picked up the coins and said,
it is against the law to put this into the treasury, since it is blood money.
So they decided to use the money to buy the potter's field as a burial place for foreigners. That is why it has been called the Field of Blood to this day. Then what was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet was fulfilled. They took the 30 pieces of silver, the price set on him by the people of Israel, and they used them to buy the potter's field, as the Lord commanded me. Meanwhile, Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him,
are you the king of the Jews?
You have said so,
Jesus replied. When he was accused by the chief priests and the elders, he gave no answer. Then Pilate asked him,
don't you hear the testimony that they are bringing against you?
But Jesus made no reply. Not even to a single charge, to the great amazement of the governor. Now it was the governor's custom at the festival to release a prisoner chosen by the crowd. At that time, they had a well-known prisoner whose name was Jesus Barabbas. So when the crowd had gathered, Pilate asked them,
which one do you want me to release to you, Barabbas or Jesus, who is called the Messiah?
Give us Barabbas!
For he knew it was out of envy that they had handed Jesus over to him. While Pilate was sitting on the judge's seat, his wife sent him this message.
Don't have anything to do with that innocent man, for I have suffered a great deal today in a dream because of him.
But the chief priests and the elders persuaded the crowd to ask for Barabbas and to have Jesus executed.
Which of the two do you want me to release to you?
Asked the governor.
Barabbas!
They answered.
What shall I do then with Jesus who is called the Messiah?
Pilate asked. They all answered.
Why? What crime has he committed?
Asked Pilate.
He's a traitor!
But they shouted all the louder. When Pilate saw that he was getting nowhere, but that instead an uproar was starting, he took water and washed his hands in front of the crowd.
I am innocent of this man's blood,
he said.
It is your responsibility.
All the people answered.
His blood is on us and on our children.
Then he released Barabbas to them, but he had Jesus flogged and handed him over to be crucified. Then the governor's soldiers took Jesus into the praetorium and gathered the whole company of soldiers around him. They stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him and then twisted together a crown of thorns and set it on his head. They put a staff in his right hand as a scepter. Then they knelt in front of him and mocked him.
Hail!
Hail!
King of the Jews!
They said. They spit on him and took the staff and struck him on the head again and again. After they had mocked him, they took off the robe and put his own clothes on him. Then they led him away to crucify him. As they were going out, they met a man from Cyrene named Simon, and they forced him to carry the cross. They came to a place called Golgotha, which means the place of the skull. There they offered Jesus wine to drink, mixed with gall. But after tasting it, he refused to drink it. When they had crucified him, they divided up his clothes by casting lots. And sitting down, they kept watch over him there. Above his head, they placed the written charge against him: "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews." Two rebels were crucified with him, one on his right and one on his left. Those who passed by hurled insults at him, shaking their heads and saying,
"You, who are going to destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself.
Come down from the cross if you are the Son of God."
In the same way, the chief priests, the teachers of the law, and the elders mocked him.
"He saved others, but he can't save himself.
He's the King of Israel. Let him come down now from the cross, and we will believe in him."
"He trusts in God. Let God rescue him now if he wants him. For he said, 'I am the Son of God.'"
In the same way, the rebels who were crucified with him also heaped insults on him. From noon until 3 p.m, darkness came over all the land. About 3 p.m, Jesus cried out in a loud voice,
"Eli, Eli, lema sabachthani,"
which means,
"My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
When some of those standing there heard this, they said,
"He's calling Elijah."
Immediately, one of them ran and got a sponge. He filled it with wine vinegar, put it on a staff, and offered it to Jesus to drink. The rest said,
"Now leave him alone. Let's see if Elijah comes to save him."
And when Jesus cried out again in a loud voice, he gave up his spirit. At that moment, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. The earth shook, the rock split, and the tombs broke open. The bodies of many holy people who had died were raised to life. They came out of the tombs after Jesus' resurrection and went into the holy city and appeared to many people. When the centurion and those with him who were guarding Jesus saw the earthquake and all that had happened, they were terrified and exclaimed,
"Surely he was the Son of God."
Many women were there, watching from a distance. They had followed Jesus from Galilee to care for his needs. Among them were Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Joseph, and the mother of Zebedee's sons. As evening approached, there came a rich man from Arimathea named Joseph, who had himself become a disciple of Jesus. Going to Pilate, he asked for Jesus' body, and Pilate ordered that it be given to him. Joseph took the body, wrapped it in a clean linen cloth, and placed it in his own new tomb that he had cut out of the rock. He rolled a big stone in front of the entrance to the tomb and went away. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary were sitting there opposite the tomb. The next day, the one after Preparation Day, the chief priests and the Pharisees went to Pilate.
"Sir,"
they said,
"we remember that while he was still alive, that deceiver said, 'After 3 days, I will rise again.' So give the order for the tomb to be made secure until the third day. Otherwise, his disciples may come and steal the body and tell the people that he has been raised from the dead. This last deception will be worse than the first."
Pilate answered,
"Take a guard. Go make the tomb as secure as you know how."
So they went and made the tomb secure by putting a seal on the stone and posting the guard.
The book of Matthew continued.
After the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the women,
"Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, 'He has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you.'"
So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid, yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly, Jesus met them.
"Greetings,"
he said.
"Rabbi!"
They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them,
"Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me."
"Yes, Master."
While the women were on their way, some of the guards went into the city and reported to the chief priests everything that had happened. When the chief priests had met with the elders and devised a plan, they gave the soldiers a large sum of money, telling them,
"You are to say, 'His disciples came during the night and stole him away while we were asleep.' If this report gets to the governor, we will satisfy him and keep you out of trouble."
So the soldiers took the money and did as they were instructed. And this story has been widely circulated among the Jews to this very day. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said,
"All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely, I am with you always to the very end of the age."
The end of the Book of Matthew.
That was our scripture reading this morning. We read out of the book of Matthew, Matthew chapter 27 and chapter 28. May God bless those who heard and who read his holy word. Come on, y'all. It's prayer time now. It's prayer time. Let's come on and talk to the Lord. This is the last day of the week. God done brought us Monday through to Friday. And now we're looking at the weekends. So we need to be in prayer about the weekends. You know, look like the devil get busy on the weekends. But we can get busy with him. All right. And bind him away from a lot of things. Our Heavenly Father, we do thank you and we do praise you for who you are, the God who hears and you still answer prayers. Thank you, dear God, how you have brought us to the close of another week, have brought us all the way from Monday to Friday. And Lord, we know you didn't bring us this far to lead us, to leave us. But Lord, you have brought us, dear God, a mighty long way because you have something in store for us. You have something you want us to see. You have something you want us to hear. You have something you want us to do. And Lord, we make ourselves available unto you. So use us, dear God, in a mighty way, particularly this weekend, dear God. Lord, we ask that you would just use your preachers in a mighty way to preach your word, dear, your uncompromising gospel. For Lord, that's what the world need today. They need the truth, for it's the truth that's going to set men free. So use your preachers today in a mighty, mighty way. Lord, we pray for every ministry in the church. We pray for the greeter ministry. We pray for the parking lot ministry. Lord, we pray for the choir ministry. Use the choir in a mighty way. Anoint that choir that they can truly sing songs of God, dear God. Songs of Zion, dear God. Touch in a mighty way. Lord, just fill us all with your Holy Spirit. For Lord, without your Spirit, we can do nothing. So touch in a mighty way. We pray for the cleaning crew this weekend. Touch in a mighty way. We pray for all the trustees and the deacons. Touch in a mighty way. And we pray for every church member. Lord, every member, we pray that they will find themselves in the house of God. We pray for every child of God, dear God. Help us to live in such a way that we're going to let our light so shine that folks can see our good works and will cause others to glorify God. Now, Lord, be with us on this day in a mighty way. Lead, guide, direct us in all that we say and do so that honor and glory can be ascribed to your holy and righteous name. This we ask in Jesus' name, and for its sake we do pray. Amen. All right, that's it, ladies and gentlemen. That's it, that's it, that's it. We done sung our song, we done had our prayer, and we done read our scriptures. And the clock on the wall is saying that's all for this portion of In Your Corner. Oh, this was a great pleasure having you this morning on In Your Corner. Oh, it's been a great pleasure having you all week. Now listen, y'all, we have In Your Corner on the weekends. A lot of your sisters, a lot of your brothers, a lot of co-workers, they didn't listen during the week. And we play the best of In Your Corner on the weekends. So have your friends, have your loved ones, have your husband, your wives to listen to it on the weekend. We play the best of In Your Corner. Same time, same station. Well, let me encourage you now to stay with us the rest of the day. Remember my format here at KLI-TV is at the top of the hour. We minister in the Word. And at the bottom of the hour, we minister in the mix. That's music and a whole lot more. Matter of fact, we're getting ready in a minute or two to put on the early morning sermon for you early birds. And then at 7 o'clock, I'll be back again with Ghostbusters. Because we got some strange things happening in the neighborhood and somebody needs to say something about it. Then at 8 o'clock, I'll be back again in the Situation Room. Then at 9 o'clock, we'll take a look in the book. I'll let you listen to a portion of a sermon that I preach right here at Bible Way Community Baptist Church, a wonderful church right here in Irving, Texas. If you ever come to Dallas-Fort Worth, please, please stop by and worship with us right here at Bible Way Community Baptist Church. Then at 10 o'clock, that's time for a program called Unshackled. It's a radio drama, and it'll make you face yourself and think. Because if you done been mixed up on drugs or alcohol and some, if you listen to that program, it'll get you free. Then at 11 o'clock, we'll take a deeper look in the book. Let you listen to a portion of our Wednesday night Bible study. Then at 12 o'clock, at this end of these programs, guess what? We began to rebroadcast them. So listen to us all day long. Tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell a co-worker, tell somebody about us, because we are in your corner.